Right, today I have got Lynn Foley here from Crane Counselling. Hi, Lynn, lovely to have you with us.
Hi.
So, Crane Counselling is a counselling service which is at the Roy Fletcher Centre in Shrewsbury. Can you tell us a bit about it?
It started in, officially started in January 2017, but the idea was born in October 2016 when quite a large major national charity, relationship charity, closed its doors in Shropshire. And I'd actually worked previously for this organisation for 23 years. And some of my ex-colleagues came to me and said, what about starting up a new charity? Which was, wow, this is going to be a biggie. But we did, and there were four of us. And we started in the January 2017. And we managed to acquire our offices in the Roy Fletcher Centre the following year, towards the end of 17-18, and start counselling then. So the first few months we're dealing with setting up constitutions and policies and all those things that have to be in place, becoming a charity, and then off we went.
So the name Crane Counselling, now I know there's a good story behind this as to why it is Crane Counselling. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, as I mentioned earlier in my previous life, I've done charity fundraising for many, many years. I've always organised concerts at places like Theatre 7 and other major theatres across the country for various charities. And during that time, I was fortunate, obviously, in meeting lots of the 60s bands, which are still active and on the road and performing. And one of those bands was the Merseybeats. And the lead singer in the Merseybeats is a gentleman by the name of Tony Crane. And just in general conversation, really, I told him that I'd left the previous organisation. And then, obviously, he found out that that organisation had closed. And he phoned me and he said, what are you going to do? You can't leave all these families across Shropshire without any support. And so I said, well, will you help? And he said, yes, of course I will. You can use my name and I'll be your patron. And I have to say, we've been around now nearly 5 years and he's very, very supportive. Always keeps in touch during lockdown, kept in touch, is everybody okay? So yeah, absolutely, really top class support, and they still play concerts for us.
Absolutely fantastic. Have they got any concerts they're doing for you coming up at all?
Yes, we've got one booked. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a date at our local theatre, but we have got one on Wednesday, the 1st of September, at the Floral Pavilion in New Brighton. Mm-hmm. So anyone wanting to go, we are hoping to put a coach on from Shrewsbury. So you just have to ring Crane to book onto that. So, yeah, and at that concert, obviously, we have the Merseybeats and we have for the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Oh, fantastic. Now, they are really popular, aren't they?
That's right. So, yes, and they both bands do help the charity financially with their performance. And so, yeah, we're hoping to start some fundraising again.
That's brilliant. So, so you said there's a coach going from Shrewsbury. So, yeah. Right, we'll can put a link on our website and get your coach pool going. That's brilliant.
Right.
Absolutely. So, back to the actual service that you offer. So, Crane Counselling is for family relationship counselling.
Yes, right across the board. So, it's for the core family, which is obviously mum, dad and children, but it spreads out to siblings, parents, grandparents, and also to the wider circle of very close friends.
Yeah.
Because obviously we don't always get on with our friends at some points. Mm-hmm. So it's all about how help there to help families when difficult times come. Mm. And obviously the last 18 months, we've had a lot of difficult family times to cope with.
Absolutely. And have you managed to, you know, carry on with the service through lockdown with sort of Zoom consultations and that sort of thing?
Yeah. Yes. When we were told, having to obviously go on the very first lockdown, at that time, we'd only got six counsellors working with Crane and myself and another couple of volunteers in the office. So I just picked up the office and brought it home. And I ran the service from home. And yes, we were offering telephone or Zoom counselling, and in fact still are, as well as face-to-face again now, simply because it has worked quite well for a lot of people, for older people who just aren't able, for whatever reason, to come in or live in a remote part of Shropshire, to be able to see their counsellor and talk to them through Zoom. Has been, you know, a great way of working. And the counsellors obviously can be more flexible and offer more appointments because they're home-based and they can fit things in around their lifestyle. So, yes, so it's been extremely busy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure it has. And if somebody decides that they feel that they need counselling, what is the first step? What should they do?
Make that brave decision and pick up the telephone, mm-hmm. Or call at the office. But the majority of people pick up the telephone. Some people go into one of our charity shops. We've got two charity shops, and they go in there, and there's always literature leaflet, and they go in and pick a leaflet up to get the phone number, obviously.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do ask in the shop, you know, what happens. I think that's more of an informal way of finding out. So all our volunteers are trained to know what the process is. But, yeah, so they just have to pick the telephone up. And we're, one of us in the office is there to chat to them, to talk them through the process of what will happen and how it will happen. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that conversation, often they're desperate to tell you what their problem is. And we just have to say, you know, we're not trained counsellors, but if you come have an appointment with us, whether it's Zoom or whether it's coming in, you will have that opportunity to tell your story to the counsellor. That's what the counsellor's there for. Mm-hmm. And then we just have to take some very brief details from them on the telephone and book them an appointment. And the first appointment they have is an assessment appointment. Yeah, it's an assessment appointment. So it's not a counselling appointment. It's literally what it says it is. It gives them the opportunity to tell their story mm-hmm. to the counsellor, for the counsellor to assess their mental health needs, if that's required, and sometimes to say to them, yes, we can see you, but we would also like you to go and see your GP. You know, that might be helpful because, you know, you're quite anxious at the moment, or maybe to talk to someone else. We may not be the appropriate agency when they start to tell you that in the assessments to tell their story, because we're not all things to all people. So if that becomes evident, then obviously we recommend they go to someone else. We'll always phone up somewhere else for them while they're there and say, we've got someone here who perhaps would be better suited to come to your agency. But the important thing for us is to ensure that they have their assessment and then they start their counselling as quickly as possible, because when they phone us is when they need help. And we don't want them to wait and the problem to get worse.
Exactly. So do they get an assessment appointment quite quickly then, once they have actually made that initial call?
Yeah, within 7 days of that first call, less than 7 days usually, but we always say 7 days to safeguard ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get that assessment done, and that's with a very experienced, we've got several counsellors who are very experienced, and they do the assessments. And then the assessment, they suggest who they feel would be the best counsellor to allocate the case to, who would be best suited to that particular person. You know, and we always say, do you want a male counsellor, a female counsellor? You know, they're given loads of options. So, and then they start their counselling usually on a weekly basis. And then sometimes we move it on to fortnightly to see how they can cope that little bit of extra time, and then maybe monthly. And of course, they're always told when they finish, the door's always open. So if things start to go wrong again, all you have to do is just pick up that phone and we're here again.
That is so fantastic. As you saying that, from somebody getting the courage to pick up that phone and call you, that somebody is going to be available to talk to them about that within 7 days. I just think that's a fantastic service.
Yeah.
That on its own is wonderful.
Yeah, that's what we, you know, aim to do. And I suppose, you know, we are getting busier and busier now. And as of yesterday, we're now up to 20 counsellors. So we've grown very rapidly. But that's because of the level of service that is coming our way at the moment. And again, you know, I don't believe in leaving and saying, well, we're short of counsellors. We're not short of counsellors. We can find, we can advertise and get more counsellors to start with us. So, yeah, so it's sort of like a rolling progression, really.
Oh, it's fantastic. And for somebody who's never had counselling, or they've sort of thought, oh, I don't know if that's for me, can you reassure them that, you know, that no one's going to be judging them? You know, if you go for counselling, it's not as if you're sitting in front of a judge who's going to be telling you the right and wrong thing to do, or that your problem is, you know, that they don't approve. It really is a very non-judgmental service.
Yes, yeah. And, we're not there to judge people. Even, you know, on a personal level, sometimes you'll think. But then often if someone is in real problems, a lot of people's problems go back to their childhood, and they've picked up habits and traces through their life from being a child. It might have been something that started in their school days, and that's what the counsellor does. The counsellor will listen to the current situation, but then they will say, well, let's go back a little bit. So tell me, you know, what you used to do, what work did you do, and friends and school, and your relationship with parents and siblings. And I suppose working on the administrative side, we see clients coming and going. And it's so interesting that after two or three sessions, they come out of the counselling room and book their next appointment. And you can tell by their face that the electric light has come on. And they've suddenly seen probably quite a simple resolution to what's become a mammoth problem, because the counsellor's explored so many areas with them, and then suddenly the light clicks on, and yes, you know, that's, yeah. And it's absolutely fascinating to see that. And, I mean, we're all nice people there, and I always say to them, you know, you'll be absolutely fine. Sometimes they say, oh, will you be there? And I'll say, yes, I'll look out for you and say hello. And so it's a nice place to come, and it's lovely accommodation. And we had a young person in yesterday, and she hadn't been in before because she's been having some Zoom sessions, but now we're back in working in the office. And she came in and she said, as she came out, she spoke to me and she said, isn't it lovely here? It's got a lovely atmosphere. And that was somebody who's, you know, quite young. Well, yeah, young teenager. So, yeah, and so people relax, and, and I think the one thing to flag up, and this has always been the case for as long as I've worked in the sector, which is over 30 years, we see so, so many more females than males. And I think it's men find it quite hard to come and pour out their feelings. And but, you know, we've got male counsellors, so men can come and have a man-to-man chat.
Yeah.
They don't have to sit there with a female. Some men who do come say, oh, yes, I want a female counsellor. So, you know, and you have that choice as well. You know, you can choose a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Some say, can I have an older person? Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But, yeah, and now we've got the Young People's Service, which is relatively new. We've started working out in some schools.
Right, yeah.
So that started before lockdown, and we're in two of the secondary schools in the town at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going really well. We have a counsellor who's specially trained, and they go out into the schools and do one morning a week. And that works really, really well as well, because I know there's lots of pastoral support in schools, but the students actually say to us, you come into the school and you see us and then you leave. And I think they feel safer. I'm not saying that all the teachers chat amongst themselves at all, but I think the young people feel safer to disclose often quite difficult things that are going on, maybe at home or with their own sexuality, mm-hmm. or whatever. And they feel safe because they see the counsellor go and all their paperwork go with her. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing in the school. And so, yeah, so we're quite busy with those schools. And we've got a third school coming on in September. And we've also as well been very fortunate in securing COVID bereavement contract, being one of the partners with Shropshire Council.
Mm-hmm.
So that started during the first lockdown, towards the end of the first lockdown, when I think Shropshire Council realised that there were some, I mean, obviously Shropshire was not as bad as many places, but they realised there were so many deaths. And I think the spin-off from that has been that other recent deaths within the family of family or friends that maybe was 2 years ago was brought to the surface through COVID, and people were really realising that they hadn't grieved for that person. They just weren't in lockdown at that time. They carried on with work and their life and their family, and they hadn't stopped. And so the contract encompasses that as well. And so that's really busy, and that's a number that I can give you. Mm-hmm. And I would say, people, phone that number. You have the choice of four voluntary sector organisations, Crane being one of them, Samaritans, the Hospice and Cruise, and you can choose which agency you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yes, we get lots of referrals, but they're all sort of started within 48 hours of coming to us. So, and they get six free counselling appointments.
Right. I was actually going to ask that, is there a cost to this? Some people listening might be thinking, oh, I'd love to do that, but I bet it's expensive. I won't even look into it.
Well, again, you see, I mean, I firmly believe we are a charity. And yes, we have costs.
Mm-hmm.
And our counsellors are quite expensive commodities,
mm-hmm.
Because they have to have lots of ongoing training all the time. And they have to be registered with our professional body, the BACP, and they have to have a high level of supervision with our practice consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have a building to work in, and they have to have us to support them. So they don't come free of charge.
No.
They actually don't get paid. The majority of us don't get paid at Crane. We work as volunteers, and so we say to people, and it's in our literature, that a counselling session costs us £45. Mm-hmm. And putting all those costs together, that is what it costs. Mm. But we all, people say, so how much will it be? And we say £45 is what we like to ask for.
Yeah.
But we don't want you not to come because you can't afford it. And we're very aware in the current situation that lots and lots of people are financially struggling, and there's going to be a lot more possibly when furlough finishes who are going to be struggling. And so we say to them, how much can you afford?
Yeah.
And some people say £30 and some say £10. And that's fine, because what we do is the money that we raise from our concerts and from our charity shops goes into a bursary fund. And so at the end of each month, to balance the books, mm-hmm. we money from our bursary pot. So, yeah, if anyone's out there who's got a burning desire to either do a fundraising event for us and raise some money for our bursary, or even just make a donation to Crane, that money would go in that bursary pot and would support people who couldn't afford.
Right. That's fantastic. And talking about the shops, you say you've got two shops, did you say?
Yes, we've got one's in Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
That's down Mardell, mm-hmm. And it's a second-hand furniture shop.
Right.
We don't do clothes. So it's furniture and household items and soft furnishings, bric-a-brac. And that's, does extremely well. Our manager, Richard, runs it mm-hmm. extremely well. And he recruits a team of volunteers to help him. And we do a free collection service of stock, and we do charge a little bit for delivery if we sell something.
Yes, obviously, yeah.
And then our second shop, well, I say shops, is in Cheshire.
Oh, right.
Again, partly because of our patron living in Cheshire.
Yes.
So we said we'll have a shop, and you can sort of boost that one. So it's in Northwich, mm-hmm. and that's a two-story shop, and we have fashion upstairs and furniture and household downstairs. Mm-hmm. And we have two managers there. Sam runs the furniture shop, and Dawn and Marie run the fashion shop upstairs. And they're excellent, and they have lovely people who are going to help, and they raise lots and lots of money for us, which is perfect.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Lynn. I have really, really enjoyed chatting to you today and finding out more about the Crane Counselling Service in Shrewsbury, for Shropshire. And so anybody that wants to help raise money, they can go to the shops, or they can also look into going to the concert with the Merseybeats and the Swinging Blue Jeans up in Merseyside. And thank you so much again, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you. Could I give you some numbers?
Of course you can. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, is that okay? Mm-hmm. So the number for the counselling suite in Shrewsbury is 01743 240546. Mm-hmm. And the shops obviously have got their own numbers. But if you Google our website, you can find the numbers for those. And the important number for Shropshire Council, for people to be able to access that, those six free counselling sessions.
Yes.
It's quite a long number. 03456 789 028, and you will have to press, I think it's button one, mm-hmm. and you will be then put through to a call handler, who are all lovely mm-hmm. team, and they'll help you straight away and send a referral through to Crane, hopefully. But if you want to go to one of the other agencies, that's your choice.
That is a wonderful service. I shall be putting that number on our Facebook page for you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks very much.